Blog Talk Radio.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot. Inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are Visionary Women.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. I'm your host, Charmaine Caraway from thevisionarywoman.com. We are so happy to talk with you today about, can you fake it until you make it and still keep it real? Yes, kind of like a weird conundrum. We're having this conversation with Christine McKinnis. How are you, Christine? Everyone, give me one more moment. Christine's coming into the building, into the studio, but we're going to have this wonderful conversation with Christine McKinnis. As we talk about this, you know, those are some real conversations to have. Can you really keep it real if you're not being honest with yourself? Christine, are you here with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me, love?
Yes, I can, my dear. So how is everything?
Everything's amazing. Thank you so much for having me here tonight. I'm really excited to dive into this topic.
Listen, I am too. The radio show is wonderful to have you here with us. The lines are already blowing up because everybody truly wants to know, can you fake it until you make it and still keep it real? So you tell us, how can you keep it real if you're not being honest with yourself?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I don't like the whole fake it till you make it thing. I actually don't even believe in faking anything. So why would you want to fake it, right? Like, come on, ladies. Where is the fun in faking it? Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, to me, I'd much rather just be who I am, where I am, instead of this whole thing of faking it. So, I mean, I know you're with me on this. Like, we see in social media, we see these people all faking it. And, you know, it's kind of like the Kardashian thing. Nothing against the Kardashians. Yes. They've made themselves who they are. But honestly, where's the special sauce? Where's the secret? Where's the authenticity? Where's that spark that really is magnetic, that magnetizes us, that draws us in? When you fake it, you just become another one of the people in the background, you know?
Wow. Wow. I wondered to myself, how did we get here? Because, you know, when we think in terms of being honest and being genuine, you know, a lot of times we tend to avoid what is painful, but it's real. So let's jump right into our callers and find out why she decided to call in today when we are talking about can you fake it until you make it and still keep it real. Hi, caller. What's your name?
My name?
Yes, caller 718. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Irena, New York.
Okay, wonderful. And your name?
Irena Skoda.
Eden. Well, let me ask you a question, Eden. Tell us, do you think you can fake it until you make it and still keep it real?
No. And it's too much hard work.
It is. It truly is. Oh, my gosh. It really is. I wonder why, Eden, is this conversation so important to you that you wanted to allow our audience to know a little bit more about what your thoughts are?
Oh, because women have a special way of, I guess, doing business and being mothers if they are. They have a way of bringing in more feeling, and therefore their natural desires or tendencies have a better way of being expressed when they are genuine. And when they do express with passion and when they are excited and they have something to offer the world. So it just comes naturally.
Wow. Wow. So tell me, Christine, what can you tell our audience and so our caller also about why it's so important to keep it real?
Well, here's the thing. we can detect. We can detect it if you are being phony or fake. That's the number one thing, is that honestly, to have any type of power as a woman, and Arena knows this as a woman, that we must have integrity. We must be women of our word. It says it in the Bible. It is everything. It is the only thing we have. It's to be women of our word. And when you do what you say, and you do even what you said last time or what's expected of you, even when it's just understood that you're making a statement, this is what you stand for, this is what you're saying, then this is how you perform. This is your level of performance. It's literally how you create your reality. It's how you create your relationships. So faking it really takes that soul and that secret to success and to thriving, because there is magic there. So ladies, if you're faking it because you've been told fake it till you make it, what if you could try something else, right? Like, let's get rid of the fake stuff. It doesn't work. It ends up, whatever happens, you got to have it removed because suddenly it's no good for you and you had these fake implants put in and, oh, they look great and all of this. Now they're leaking and all this stuff comes. I mean, we've just been fed this information that this is okay. And it's really not okay to fake it till you make it. They should take that word fake it out of there. Now, in the best of intentions, I would say, don't fake it, be it. How about you be at that vibration? I don't care if you can't afford the Timmy Choos. Don't get those. Go to Payless and buy the most exquisite, beautiful ones that you absolutely adore and be it. Be in that vibration of how that makes you feel, how you look as a woman, and how you function. And that's where you'll get some groundwork. That's where you'll start to come into your own, step out, and create the vibration, and steady wins the race. Like, you will build yourself from that place.
But you know what is fascinating to me, Christine? My only problem with this is that I feel sometimes as a community, as a nation, as a society, that we're not being quite honest even with ourselves, because this culture that we have created that gives the mirage didn't happen in a vacuum. This is not something that all of a sudden one day we hopped from the 70s to the 2000s and all of a sudden we bred a culture, or we begin to live in a vortex of a culture where it was acceptable for this. You know what I'm saying? You know, it used to be that when people would lie, they would hide. You would see it all the time. That's what little liars, they hide their little dirt. They don't do things out in the open. Now we got professional liars. They are out in the open, and they are promoting it and promoting their agenda hard. So how do we combat something that is now ingrained in our culture, in our psyche, in our thought process? It's promoted all over the media, now just not in mainstream media, but in social media. Our children are picking these things up, and now they're wanting to be something that is not realistically what they're seeing.
Yeah, there is a dynamic. I totally agree in the fact that we have been breeding this for a very long time. And it comes from a default thinking. It comes from really not honoring, especially women. We just had Women International Women's Day. I mean, really thinking, right? Like, back in the day, they were still pretending. They were still faking a lot of stuff. They were using the corset to suck it all in, to do, you know, there was still, like, this facade, and people didn't know because it stayed behind your closed doors. And now today, the closed doors have the computers with the media right in your bedroom. So everything is game. So the beauty is we cannot hide anymore. People are out there. We can see. It will come out. You can do all the Instagram things that you want and try to fake it, but in reality, right, there's still like those little pieces and places. But people are catching on and they're getting tired of it. So the conversation like you're having today, that you're bringing it to the light, this is the conversation. This is how we heal the old paradigm, the old way of being. This has been coming down the pipeline. And I will say this, Charmaine, you know, I know my mother, my grandmother, they're appalled at what they see today. They're like, we shouldn't be seeing this. We shouldn't, you know, why? Why are they putting it all out there? I don't get these people. I don't get the millennials. It's just every little thing, this is what I ate for breakfast. And this is what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, what? This doesn't make any sense. And you know what? I kind of relish in it a little bit. I like that we're all a little bit more out here. I really don't have anything against it. I think it's fun. I think because we are so attached to our technology that this is what's coming out. But I would just say the whole thing about faking it, you know, is now let's step out. Let's step out like Alicia Keys without makeup. Hello. Hi.
I do all the time. Listen, let me tell you, I can step on that one all day. I do not wear makeup every day. As a matter of fact, I think I honestly wear makeup maybe 4 times a month. If that, I am not one to wear makeup very often because it just feels like it's something just floating on top of my skin and it just feels so weird. But I get it. You're right. You know, and I think sometimes too we confuse the natural with being authentic because, you know, you can be very natural and completely false. Seriously, like you can breed a movement of being natural but being false. So I think it's more so getting into the mindset, which you are the guru of dealing in mindsets, is more important in my head to think about getting into a mindset where the whole mindset shifts into something greater. Because I think a lot of times we miss the obvious. You know, when you're compacted with lies on the inside, you look at the person in the mirror and you hate what you see, even with a face full of makeup, even with no makeup. See, it's all those aesthetic things on the outside that we use to pamper, pacify, baby us on the inside because we don't feel whole. So how do we start this movement of girls and women who start to feel whole on the inside to know that they're enough so they don't have to fake it?
Oh, my God. That is the hugest undertaking, and it's exactly what's happening today in societies is really seeing that we need to, and we are, learning to love ourselves, learning to release this guilt, blame, shame stuff that we've been carrying on. We are really now understanding, becoming awake, conscious of what really is true, and what is deception, even our own deception, even our own smoke and mirrors, right? It's like, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Why am I showing up in this way? Is this true for me? And so everybody's talking about mindset right now because we're starting to see and know that your thoughts are now shaping your behaviors, which are a direct impact on your actions, which are your results. So we see it. So we've like traced it back now to the mindset. And we're starting to free up those spaces of what happened when we were children, of the society and the world that we have been born into. Now, look at our president in the United States. I mean, when I was growing up as a little girl, it was like, oh, yes, anybody can be president. One day you can be president. One day. But let me tell you, I don't believe it until this year. And I'm like, holy goodness, Lord. You took this one and you proved it to us. So I will say to all of my sisters, my daughters, my girls who are coming, let's look. Let's really look at what's possible. Here is a man who's just fully out there. And like you said, yes, it's shadowy. Yes, it's all right. It's like in the own false perceptions out there with all this stuff and projection, and yet has become such a leader of an amazing nation, of a country who is founded in all of these principles, which he's now like ready to tear down, all of this. So even in our politics, we're starting to see this happen. And if we can see the true message here, that you can be empowered and authentic, that we can heal these wounds, and together we can support each other in this. More women saying yes, more women saying, I have your back, more women having talks like this and a show that feature more women's voices, not just one-sided, not just closed off. I see you, I am you. You say it beautifully at the beginning of this show. That's the basis of where we need to come back to again and again and remind ourselves and remind each other.
But you know what's so funny, Christine? Because here's the interesting perspective of this. A fascinating philosopher made it very clear. A nation, is a government, a nation is only as good as its people. When we're too busy Instagramming our shoes, we're too busy putting our fingernails on Facebook, when we're too busy tweeting out our vacation, these are the kinds of things that don't get addressed. The very things that affect you, what will affect you, is the only reality you have to live within. And when we are too busy being distracted, we don't have the opportunity to keep it real because we don't have the opportunity to face what is not real. We're too busy getting distracted with those things that will boggle our spirits down. Get us in a place where we're very aggressive towards one another. Listen, I have never, and I'm being honest, I have never in my life seen the vitriol among each other as a nation in my life. The things that I have witnessed with my physical two eyes on social media, if this kind of behavior played out in the streets, we would all go straight to jail because there is no way our nation would even tolerate the kind of way we talk about each other. We put one another down. The insults are so graphic to where you have to take the opportunity to really suck in air and let it out again because you can't believe what you're hearing. You cannot believe what you're seeing. So how do we start saying, okay, this is the reality. This is the reality that we have created over the course of time. And no longer will we tolerate this kind of behavior because now that is the opportunity to keeping it real.
Yes, absolutely. So I know for myself, seeing where I am, first of all, it does not serve me to be sucked in or sucked down or, you know, in overwhelm or upset about what is happening in the world. That, to me, the way that I function, the way that I serve, does not serve the higher purpose. It's almost like when you go to church and you get the message and you leave and you feel all amazing and uplifted and then you go into the world, right, and you're out in the world and you're cursing people for cutting you off or doing this or doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The most absurd thing.
And we're human, you know, and we're human. And this is it's all coming out for a purpose. We are in charge. Like, we are in charge of our lives, and yet we're not. God, as the creator, is here, and there is a higher purpose happening, and we must trust that all of this that's coming out now is serving a purpose. Every generation, you know, has something. And this is just, this feels like ridiculous to so many people. But it, like you said, it was coming. This is not something all of a sudden, woo, you're, this has been coming for a long time. This has been bred. This is you reap what you sow, right? Like, this is it, literally. So what do we do now? I know that for my social media, for my mission, for my purpose, I connect with visionaries like you. I connect with powerful feminine leaders and masculine leaders. I start putting myself as part of the conversation, and I'm looking to transform what's happening, not to change it. We don't want good, better, bad, different. Like, enough is enough. We really are out right now to transform the conversations and the beings, how we're being in the world, how we're treating the world, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love that you brought this to the light. Fake it. No, we've been faking it. This is what got us in this mess. Enough with the faking it. What if we could just hold each other? What if we could just be who we are? Wouldn't that just be enough? What is this faking it?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
God,
I totally agree.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's like...
I totally agree. So listen, everyone, hold on to your seats because this conversation is getting good. We're going to take a quick break for our wonderful commercial. Stay tuned.
Join us at thevisionarywoman.com, a media network of women, for women, by women. Watch our hosts of insightful video exchange interviews. Listen to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio to empower your evenings and read fascinating articles of perseverance and inspiration, all with you in mind. Visit thevisionarywoman.com and follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Hey, everyone. We are back from that brief commercial, and we are still here. Our caller is still on the line with us. We still are here with Christine McInnes, and we are talking about, can you fake it until you make it and still keep it real? You know what I wondered to myself? Because something just came to my mind. What about this cultural effect? You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of times, too, we saw things in the media. We saw the glitz. We saw the glamour. We saw the gold, the big houses, the rope chains, the fabulous limousines. Now there's no limos. We got Hummers now. You know what I'm saying? We saw all of these wonderful things, and our eyes not only saw it, but now they wanted it. And have you noticed, Christine, that now it's requiring us to work twice as hard to earn the exact same money, and we're substituting our lifestyle for credit cards, and we are finding ourselves in a sinkhole filled with debt because of this very conversation, faking it until we can make it. So we're so busy, we will literally sacrifice our entire financial future to pretend that we're something that we're not. What about that aspect?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what we touched upon right before the break. And it's the feelings of enoughness. And it's the feelings of self-love. And it's also the feelings of the feminine, of the women of the cultures.
Mm.
The women who are the nurturers, who are the caregivers, who have been quiet and who have been, for the most part, you know, home, or for whatever reason, we have lived in a society that does not support the woman. And the women are the ones that are, you know, environmentalism. I mean, healthcare, childcare, education, these are all things that are suffering. And the saddest part is that, yes, I mean, what is going to happen to the economy? What is going to happen from all of this debt, from all of this striving energy, from all of this conquer, from all of this build a wall kind of stuff happening? Like, really,
yeah.
We know, the women know. Ask the women if the child is not getting along with another child or there's a disagreement or somebody, are you going to build a wall? Oh, honey, don't worry. We'll just build a wall and you stay on your side and they'll stay on their side. No. It's
no, let me tell you what I have done to my kids, Christine.
Yes.
Now, you already know I got four children, okay? Caller, come on in, honey, because you need to know this. So I have four children, and three of them are all boys, okay? My oldest is a daughter. And so the two boys that are in the middle fight like cats and dogs, and I'm not kidding. One day I got so aggravated. I took one of my husband's T-shirts, and I said, I wrote on a T-shirt, I cannot get along with my brother. I made both of them put their heads in the neck of the T-shirt. One person had one arm in one side of the shirt. The other person had the other side. They wore that one shirt all day long. The only time they were able to take the shirt off is when they had to go to the bathroom. That was my point. You cannot avoid each other. The very thing you're saying about this whole wall fiasco. You cannot avoid one another. When there's a nation that has two nations on opposite sides, there's no way we can avoid each other. So how do we, instead of pretending, because if you don't realize that when you are a person who is coming to the United States to try to make a better life for yourself and you feel threatened, you begin to pretend too. You begin to fake it also. And then at this point, we have bred a whole nation of fakers. I mean, just walking around faking it. So how do we start saying, you know what, now is the time to change the culture? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to come through men. We've been there for millions and millions of years. We have given them the opportunity to change the way we think, to change wars, to change poverty. It's not happening. So, women, how do we start leading the cause and changing the dynamics of faking it until we make it?
Well, it's going to take more women like you who know they have the answer, who believe in themselves, who can step up and have stepped up even in their own household, in their own relationships, to say, let me show you. You think that this is the answer. Let me really show you. Here's the shirt that you're both going to wear and occupy today. That's the lesson. Now, you didn't beat them. You didn't punish
no.
them. You didn't separate. No. Now, would I have done something like that? No, but this is why. This is why. This is why the uniqueness, the gift that God gave you, the experiences in your life that make you the woman that you are, we need more women who can be brave and bold and even as ballsy as to get one shirt. Here's your father's shirt of all shirts. And see, you both fit into this shirt. Like, here's God. Here's the earth. Here's the one planet that we inhabit. Make it work.
Yeah.
Fit it
yeah.
into it for one day.
Yeah.
Try it on.
Wow.
Nobody's going anywhere. That was all you, honey. That was all you. And this is the thing. We keep asking the questions like, oh, I don't know. I don't. Yes, you do, ladies. If you're listening to this, you don't have to even be a mother. You have this wisdom within you. You know how women do things. You can still
yes.
teach a lesson, be bold and brave. It does not have to be angry and hostile and aggressive, right? To get the message across.
Exactly, exactly. And then another thing, too, that's very important to communicate is to understand that you don't have to feel obligated to meet someone else's standards. Because a lot of times I think we fake it until we make it because we feel as though we have to meet someone else's guidelines, someone else's standards for our life. It's important to communicate that however you are, whatever that transforms out into, that you are enough the way you are. And when it's time to transition to the next level, we'll embrace you the way you are from one level to the next. And giving yourself permission not to be perfect. How about that? Because none of us are. None of us wear perfect shoes. So it's important to also feel like you don't have to be perfect. So that way you don't have to feel the need to fake it.
Mm-hmm. How about you even do what you did? You didn't check in with some parenting book. You weren't like, oh, let me call an expert on this. Hang on, let me call the pediatrician and see what I should do about this. No. So that's exactly what you're talking about, is having this inner authority. What if you could just be more of a woman of God, a woman who already is connected to God, source, universe, whatever you speak about God? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
What if you could just know that you have the answers and you know how it's done and stop searching for the right way? Exactly, to piggyback off what you just said. We're all like, oh, this expert, oh, this book, and then judging each other. Well, now this is the newest way to potty train. Give me a break. Stop it. Stop with you don't know how to do it. And the thing is, Charmaine, you said it at the beginning, we're numbing out with social media. We're faking it too much. What if you just got present and you stopped faking, like you don't know how to raise your own children or have a relationship with your husband or lover or whatever? Stop pretending you don't have the answers and tune into them. Because they're always with you. God is always speaking to you. He's speaking to you right now on the show. So if you've been doing this, this is a big aha moment. Oh, my God, I do that. I do that in my business. I do that with my health. I do that with my children. I do it with my husband. When he says this thing, I say, oh, yeah, all right, even though I know it's not the best situation. But, you know. And so we talked about it. This is how we start to transform the world. It's very different from what we've done before.
Wow, I love that. Oh, my God, Christine, you have been amazing. We got 18 seconds. Tell my audience how we can reach you.
Tell them what? I'm sorry. I just blew it.
Yes, tell my audience how we can reach you.
Okay, well, you can find me on social media, Christine Miskinnis, or www.rockitoutwoman.com. And I look forward to connecting with anyone about women's empowerment issues and finding your voice and living your best life right now.
Wonderful. Oh, my God, everyone. We had an amazing time here at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always catch me every Thursday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call us at 347-989-8564. We'll talk to you next time. Later.
Bye.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot, inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are visionary women.